Welcome to the practice of mindful movement. We'll be bringing our awareness into our breath and our sensations while gently moving the body. Giving yourself full permission to modify any movements that do not suit your body or that cause pain. And adopting an attitude of gentleness and acceptance towards the body. Beginning with standing or sitting upright while still relaxed. The knees are slightly bent. Taking off your shoes and socks so that your feet can make direct contact with the ground beneath you. Allowing your feet to be about a hip's width distance apart from each other and parallel. Feeling your feet flat on the ground. Distributing your weight evenly between the balls, heels, and outer edges of the feet. The pelvis is tucked in gently, the shoulders are down and relaxed, and the chest slightly open. Relaxing your hands at your side, breathing deeply into the posture. Feeling fully present in this moment. Perhaps you can sense yourself standing or sitting like a mountain, grounded, solid, unshakable. And on the next inhalation, allowing the inhalation to float the shoulders up towards the ears. Bunching up the shoulders as high as they go in the direction of the ears. And now exhaling them down. Inhaling them up and exhaling them down. One more time. Inhaling up, feel what it's like to hold the shoulders up. Perhaps noticing if this is a familiar feeling from your everyday life. And then bringing them back down again. Now, rotating the shoulders in circles. So to begin, rotating the shoulders forward and up, then back and down. Noticing all the sensations in the shoulders, the chest, the neck. Perhaps noticing how when you bring the shoulders back, that automatically opens the chest. And extends the heart forward. And now reversing directions, rolling the shoulders back, up, forward, and down. Doing a few more of these on your own and at your own pace, paying attention to breath and sensation. And now taking a complete breath, really filling the lungs completely on the inhalation. And when you're ready, exhaling and squeezing the lungs out, emptying the air out of the lungs completely. Inhaling now, sense how the breath lifts one of your arms up in front of you, as far as it's comfortable for you. Either stopping when your arm is parallel to the ground, or breathing the arm all the way up overhead. And exhaling, bring the arm back down. Doing this slowly a few times on your own, feeling as if the breath, rather than your own effort, is floating the arm up and then down again. Imagining a flag blowing softly in the wind. Lowering the arm now and being present with the sensations. Again, inviting the lungs to open up completely, taking in air on the inhalation and then squeezing out the air on the exhalation. Lifting the other arm up now on an inhalation and exhaling it down. Allowing these movements to be repeated a few times. allowing yourself now to shake out your arms, letting them just flop around loose and easy, noticing how they move, sensing what it's like to let go of a bit of control and let your arms just move any way they want to. And now moving your feet a little further apart, a bit greater than hip width distance, swinging your arms from side to side at shoulder height as the torso goes to the right and to the left. And as you go to the right, letting your left heel come up off the ground. And as you go to the left, letting the right heel come up off the ground. Loosening up, being aware of letting go. And then coming back into stillness. Now allowing your feet to be even wider apart so that they are about 3 feet apart at this point. Feet are facing forward or slightly outward. Inhaling and then exhaling completely. Inhaling and floating the arms out to the sides and up overhead. Imagining now that someone has just handed you a nice big beach ball and that you're going to be holding on to this ball. Exhaling, lowering the ball as you come down and forward, bending forward with a flat back straight out of the hips. Knees are unlocked and slightly bent. Keeping the ball, keeping the back straight as you go down. And now allowing the ball to come back down towards the ground. And then letting the ball go. And wherever it's natural and easy for you, hanging down loose and limp. Perhaps keeping the head up slightly to protect you from any dizziness. Keeping your body safe and comfortable, trusting your own capacity to know what is right for you. If you need to come out of the posture at any point, feel free to do so. Noticing where your hands are comfortable, perhaps hanging in the air, or coming down to touch the knees or the ground. Noticing sensations in the hands. Allowing your arms to hang and sway gently. Imagining your arms to be like empty coat sleeves just hanging in a closet, nice and loose and limber. Coming up gently now, reconnecting with your feet and with the sensations in your entire body. Perhaps placing hands on your hips as you come up. One vertebrae at a time, as if you're stacking one vertebrae on top of the other. Gently bringing the head back up, slowly, gradually returning to a standing or sitting upright position. Checking in again with the body, standing or sitting straight. Allowing the feet to be parallel, hip width apart. The pelvis is tucked slightly, the hands relaxed and easy at the side. The shoulders are down, chest slightly forward. Coming now into standing with the feet several feet apart. Now keeping your torso straight and upright, allowing the left arm to move up either straight out to the side or continuing to go above your head, while the right arm moves down the right leg in the direction of the knee. Sensing how your torso now leans over to the right and noticing sensations. Perhaps an opening or a stretch in the left side. Breathing in this position. And now floating the body back up to center. And trying this on the other side of the body. Moving the right arm out to the side. And if you like, continuing up with the right arm and the left arm goes down the left leg. Again, sensing the stretch, sensing what is present in your body. Coming back up and standing now with knees unlocked, sensing what is happening in breath and body. And shaking out your body now in any way you like before we leave the standing position. Perhaps shaking out your arms, each of your legs. Seeing if your body has any other movements it would like to do. You can rotate the pelvis around in a circle. Perhaps repeating one of the stretches you like, just noticing what your body is naturally inclined to do. Now finding a chair that's comfortable for you to sit in, or if you would like, you may come onto the floor, allowing yourself now to come into a seated position there. You can be cross-legged, or you may want to sit on your knees, whatever is comfortable for you. Starting now with a movement that stretches the muscles of the face and can also help clear out any excess mucus in the sinus area. So on the next inhalation, taking a big breath in, and as you exhale, let the tongue come out, opening the eyes wide and making a giant roar like a lion going, ha! And letting the breath be normal, trying that again now, inhaling, and then as you exhale, ha! Stretching those muscles big and wide, roaring like a lion. And relaxing the face, sensing any sensations in the face. Taking a complete breath now, and bringing the palms together in front of you in a prayer position. On the next exhalation, allowing the torso to twist to the right, keeping the hands right in front of the heart. Holding the twist on the right for a moment. Now coming back to center. And twisting to the left, again making sure the hands are right in front of the heart. And breathing. Noticing if any strain has come into your face. If so, allow it to just relax. And now coming back to center. Moving now so that we are lying down on the floor on the back, finding your way to your mat and lying down. It's still fine to stay in the chair if that's most comfortable for you. Now beginning to make some gentle rocky movements with the pelvis, going forward and back, so that you are pressing into the floor or chair back with each point along the way, from the tailbone all the way up to the spine right behind the navel. Tilting the pelvis back and forth, noticing any sensations in the lower spine. Now allowing yourself to find a position that is completely comfortable and restful. You may wish to lie flat with your legs down, or you may wish to keep your knees bent. Using a bolster or pillow under your knees if that adds to your comfort. If you're in the chair, allowing the arms to be loose and relaxed, and your head can be forward slightly, or if there is enough support, placed back against the chair. As you rest now from the movement, allowing your body to sink into the ground or the chair. This resting time allows your body to integrate all the benefits of your mindful movement. Being present in your body in this moment, whatever is happening, feeling that you no longer have to work to support yourself. Nothing to do other than to just be in this moment in your body. To dedicate yourself to your own health and well-being. This bell signals the end of the mindful movement experience. You may choose to lie here longer, if time permits, and enjoy your relaxation. Or, if you need to begin moving again, allow it to be a slow, gentle re-entry, taking your time to stretch, to move your hands and feet, and slowly come out of the relaxation.